Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! FMU, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Where is Petey?
Petey?
He's sitting right next to me.
Petey,
yes,
talk.
Who am I speaking to?
Petey, talk to this person.
Hi.
Petey, I got a lot of words for you.
Do you know who this is?
No.
Probably not, because you're too busy watching home movies all the time.
Yeah.
Your most favorite show in the universe, or so I'm told. My people have told me. This is Master Shake.
Oh.
It's Master Shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't sound so excited.
Master Shake.
I'm calling to wish you Feliz Cumpleaños. On your 8th birthday, you're getting to be a big boy now.
Yeah.
But I got another order of business to talk to you about.
Go on.
I know a lot of people go on. You're such a big shot now. Once you hit 8, now you're a big guy, right? I got it. I got a lot of friends in high places. And some of them have been telling me that you claim you purport to be a friend of Dave Willis.
Yeah, he's my, actually, no.
I'm here to tell you, you need to stop.
Okay.
You are no friend of his.
I know, I don't really like him that much anyway.
Yeah, that's why. Well, it's reciprocated. The feelings are reciprocated, my little 8-year-old friend.
Okay.
But wake up! Why aren't you talking
what?
To him? You're,
like, I am
you're
talking
falling asleep.
To him. It was my fault.
It's past his bedtime, Tom.
Yeah.
9 o'clock is awfully late. So what are your plans now in your new 8th year of life? You are 8, right?
No, I'm 14.
You live in a bed of lies. I don't understand. What's going on with you?
Don't drink soda into the mic.
Talk to me. This is dead air.
Yeah.
What? Talk to him.
I am.
I feel we've gotten off on the wrong foot.
Let's start over.
You're in a good animation.
Would I be out of line to say that? Not really.
I would agree with you, Master Shake. Petey's being a little less than appreciative.
Pouty Petey?
What?
Pouty Petey, perhaps?
What does pouty mean?
A new nickname.
Okay.
Well, you're very curt, like myself. But unlike myself, you got to hold the airtime. Radio...
Way
out
to be.
Or median. Either or. So what are you doing these days?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm making animations.
Yeah?
I'm making some movies.
Yeah,
I'm
I played Kill the Philly Guy. That's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. I did not win. I did not succeed at Kill the Philly Guy, but, you know, I'm practicing. I'm working on it. It's some fine work, though.
Thank you.
I look forward to your future endeavors.
Okay.
Okay.
Petey, Reggie online wants to know why you're not showing any respect to Master Shake.
Because he's mean to Meatwad.
You don't know what that guy is like off camera.
Yeah, I do.
You're his friend too, I suppose?
I talked to him on the air a few years ago.
That guy, no, listen, he's all front. He seems nice. Got a big head, that guy. I'm telling you what. The ego... on that little guy is unbelievable.
Okay.
No, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not kidding around. He's all show. He's like Florence Henderson, the both of them. On camera, beautiful.
Yeah.
Off camera, horrors. Living horrors. You understand what I'm saying?
I think I do.
Yeah. Believe you me. Don't ever go out to drinks with Meatwad or Florence Henderson, either of them.
I thought they were just you drew them on the cells, like in the animations.
No. We do a 3-camera shoot.
Okay.
Live.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Master Shake is calling in for Petey's birthday.
Yeah.
Think
how I feel.
And Petey is kind of just
the monosyllabic pouty Petey.
He's shaking things up.
But it is your birthday, so I should be nice to you.
Okay.
Somebody is saying here, Master Shake is being so cool, and Petey is being a factory rap douche.
I don't even like Master Shake.
Oh, really?
Why don't you like him?
Because he's mean.
He leads the house.
Okay.
Listen, it's a discipline issue in our house.
Yeah?
When I'm on set, they're slackers. You understand?
I think so.
Let me clue you in here. They don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. I got to feed them the lines. They show up, you know, 2-3 hours late every day. It's a living nightmare for me.
Okay.
I tell you what. No, not Kay. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
You don't know how these guys work. I mean, imagine if you went on your way to the radio station tonight.
Yeah.
You showed up 3 hours late. How would that be?
That would be bad because then I wouldn't be able to go on the show.
That's right.
He says they're doing that every day, Petey.
Yes, when they're trying every single day. It's nonstop.
They're trying to shoot a television show.
Sometimes they show up drunk. You understand what I'm saying?
I think I understand now.
And they're hard.
I have more respect for you, Master Shake.
That studio, I'm telling you, the studio, it is a house of horrors.
Now, Petey, what is your favorite thing you've seen Master Shake do on the show?
I like when he ate the sand. Remember? In the episode? And he put
Eat
ketchup on it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was like 25 takes, that one.
That was funny.
That was rough.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of water on set, a lot of Gatorade, some milk. Milk washes sand down quite easily, though, I will tell you that. Little trick of the trade.
If you're ever in radio, eat sand. Remember, have some milk standing by. Buttermilk.
Okay.
Not 2%. 2% is a waste of time. Buttermilk.
Petey?
Buttermilk, sand. You got it.
Could you see yourself working with Master Shake in the future someday?
No.
Why not?
Because he's not real.
He's talking to you right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is
Maybe
real.
Maybe you're not real.
I'm not entirely sure that you're real.
Really?
You may be some kind of computer fabrication.
I get emails from people who think you're a bit.
Fraud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They think you're just a voice that I do.
If you could tell right now when we're talking that we're not the same voice.
How?
Because, like, when... See, they start talking right now. Go.
Go.
I'm not convinced.
What?
Okay.
Tom, you fooled me again with one of your many pranks that there's this, quote, person, unquote, named Petey, unquote.
I'm right here.
Well, I mean, I do have the ability to talk and then do the Petey character also.
You are a master of voices. I remember this.
Yes.
This is a sham. I'm exposing this for the sham that it is.
I can't do both voices at once.
There's no person named Pete. You, once again, Tom Schrappling, you have made a fool out of me.
I apologize.
This is not the last you're going to hear from me, and I guarantee you, my friend, you and your little 8-year-old buddy Petey, who's quote-unquote 8, quote-unquote 14, you're going to hear from my lawyers tomorrow. Goodbye. I'm hanging up. I'm
disgusted
with both of you.
Apologize
Sorry.
To him.
Yeah, all right. I take that. All
okay.
right. I think I heard a little overlap there. So.
Bye.
Master Shake, thank you so much for calling, and I apologize profusely for the fact that Petey was like a wet noodle during that call. I apologize.
I guess I should have brought some Spanish art books or, you know.
Exactly. You know,
responds to gifts.
Yeah.
Selfish.
Greedy. Much like myself, but I'm not as outward and open with it.
It's the way kids are these days, I guess.
Yeah.
Youth.
Do you know
naivete, so rare in the young. Oh, well. Well, Petey, I want you to have the bestest birthday you ever had in your whole life.
Thank you.
Remember, Meatwad, Florence Henderson, never work with them.
Okay.
House of Horrors, Buttermilk. Got it?
Yes.
Can you repeat those back to me?
House of Horrors, Buttermilk, Meatwad, Florence.
Last name?
Kelly.
Kelly.
What?
No.
Oh. It's not Kelly?
Do you know where it starts? It starts with the father, really. It starts with the parents.
I'm convinced of this.
He's raised a monster. What do you have to say, Petey's father?
I think it started with his...
Oh, I shut your mic off.
Well, thank you very much.
I
think it started with his grandfather.
Mm-hmm. So you're just passing the buck yet again.
Sure, and before him, it was his father.
It's a cycle.
It is.
Break
what
the cycle.
What starts with one is passed on to the next. But I bet you remember Florence Henderson.
It's time to break the cycle.
Well, I'm breaking it now by saying goodbye, Petey.
Goodbye, Master
Straighten
Shake.
Up your act, and maybe I'll talk to you next year.
Okay, bye.
You and I are friends.
Okay.
Unlike Dave Willis.
I agree.
Just a little reminder, because I give you good professional advice.
Yes.
Well, next time you should bring the lawyers.
Oh, they're with me all the time.
Okay.
Master Shake, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure.
I do, too.
Ah, thank you, Petey. A kind word from my old friend, Petey.
I know.
Happy birthday, buddy.
I'll see you around.
All right. Goodbye. Have fun on your show. Happy birthday. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you. See, wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Then why did you fall asleep during
it? I didn't fall asleep. I was just listening intently.
You're like, meh. It's like, he's like doing the whole thing, and you're like, ugh. Yeah.
No.
You're not watching it at home. It's not TV. You were actually talking to him.
I was.
You got to bring the room temperature down a little bit. You know, maybe bring it down to a cool 32 degrees. Then we'll kick in.
You're so close to sitting in the car. You don't know. You don't know how close you are to sitting in the car for the next 2 hours. I'm serious. I'll have you tossed from the studio. Right, Petey?
Yeah.
Petey and I had a little chat about this. Petey said it was okay if I gave you the boot.
Yeah.
From the studio, right?
Just in the car.
Only if I'm slightly tossed.
Oh, you're even closer. 201-209-9368 is the number. Nobody's calling, Petey. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, want to talk to Petey.
Hi.
You want to talk to Petey? Oh, who's this?
This is Petey from the future.
Oh, my God.
Petey from
the
future?
I know this voice.
It's Petey from the future?
Yeah.
Well, how is that possible?
It's just happening. Don't concern yourself
so
with that.
This is Pete, the Petey that's in front of me, who is 14 now.
That's
how
right.
old are you?
I'm 34.
34, so 20 years later.
That's right.
I am awesome.
This is you.
Yeah, I know.
20 years later.
It sounds good.
Well, some of it's good, some of it's not so good. You want the good news first?
Yeah.
You're a millionaire.
You are a millionaire.
That's cool. Yeah, what's the bad news?
The bad news is it's because you sued the New York Mets after one of the ground crew ran over your foot, blade down.
So, okay. It's still pretty cool.
Well,
how did the Mets run his foot over, or your foot, I should say?
Well, guess who ran out on the field in the middle of the game?
You ran out on the field. What? How old?
Pardon me?
How old?
21.
So a 21-year-old Petey.
Yeah.
Will run out onto the field of a New York Mets game.
Yeah, the grounds crew was coming out, and he/I thought it would be funny, and I'd get on the Jumbotron.
Uh-huh.
And I got my foot taken off.
So he loses his foot when he's 21.
That's right.
So then I could just like not go to any baseball games. I won't get my foot cut off.
That's
you know?
Right. The future's in your hands. Other thing. How do I say this gently? Got to work on the voice.
What do you mean?
Well, later on in life, there's going to be things you want to do.
Yeah.
And certain regions you'll want to explore.
Yeah. So I feel like I have to change the voice?
The voice as it is now,
yeah.
Not an aphrodisiac.
What does that mean?
Get your dad to tell you. Dad?
Yeah, that's for later.
Okay.
Ask
Therese.
Well, first I want to know whether or not you were shrieking. Did you have clothes on when you went out to that out in the field?
Pardon me?
Did you have any clothes on when you went out to the field?
He had shorts on.
Okay, good. I'm glad
you don't watch
that.
T.J. Hooker, do you?
I used to.
Well... He had on the same kind of shorts that they have in when they're in training.
Okay.
At the academy. Those are huge when he's 21.
I taught him well.
It's back in time.
I'm proud of him. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So, Dad.
Yes.
Please don't steal Petey's Hummer in 2013, okay?
His Hummer, his vehicle?
That's right.
So okay. Petey drives a Hummer.
He does, yes.
The one of those huge...
Exactly.
gas-guzzling...
He thinks it's cool.
I'd rather get an SUV.
Well, a Hummer's worse than an SUV.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Petey.
Yeah?
Congrats on the cartoon show.
What cartoon show?
Petey's Planet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's a shame it was canceled when you got arrested on that hit-and-run charge, though.
Okay.
Hit-and-run charge?
Yeah.
What happened?
He was riding a motorcycle.
Yeah?
And he ran over a old woman.
Oh, my God.
No, she lives. She lives.
Okay, but he ran down an old woman.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Some say he tried to do it.
Who was the old woman?
Pardon me?
Was the old woman anyone he knew?
No.
Wow.
Just crossing the street
that's
doing
sick.
Doing her old lady shopping.
You're sick.
No,
this
that's
is you.
I'm sick when I'm older.
This is you.
Hey, Petey.
Yeah.
One thing you gotta remember, okay?
Yeah.
If nothing I say stays with you, keep this in mind.
Okay.
Stay away from a woman named Sheila Winstead.
Why?
She will bleed you dry.
Okay.
She may
you
look
mean she's
great.
She's gonna stab me?
She may look great in that aerobics outfit, but when she marries you, she's gonna let herself go big time.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll take that advice.
Okay. Also,
yeah.
Save your friendship with Tommy tonight, okay?
What do you mean?
It will have soured by 2006.
What? How would it sour?
Well, Hot Rock and Rally is going to get his show back.
Yeah.
And he hires Petey as a sidekick.
Yeah.
Whose new name is Dr. Stinky Pants.
Dr. Stinky Pants.
Yeah.
So you end up betraying me.
Yeah.
For Hot Rock and Ronnie?
Well, this is just a possible future. It's not definitely the future.
Where I am right now, it has already happened, but we're young people.
Is it a good
now.
Show? Is it better than the best show?
Pardon me?
Is it better than the best show on WFMU?
Of course it is, yes.
No, well, nothing's better
wait.
Than the best show.
Well, Ronnie's involved.
That's awesome.
So Petey from the future doesn't like this show anymore?
No.
What?
Well, he's mad at you.
Why?
Because he thinks that you screwed up running with the chummy.
What's running with the chummy?
That's the Von Scharpling album.
Oh, so he thinks I mess up the album.
He thinks you screwed the mix up.
And then he gets mad and goes to another show.
Exactly.
Can you play the mix? Do you have a CD of it?
I don't have it. We don't have CDs in 2025.
Well, what do you have?
They're like little chips.
Okay, then put the chip in.
I don't have the chip player on me.
I know, but then go get it.
You don't yell at me, son.
Why?
I yell at me.
Okay.
Do you hear that?
Yeah,
that actually,
I hear it.
This is like being in a movie.
I had enough of you.
I'm interested.
Tommy,
in
hang up.
I know. I have not had enough. This is interesting to hear Petey from the future. What other things happen in the future?
Oh, geez. What doesn't happen?
Like who's running things? Who's president?
Who's president?
Yeah.
Bush.
Yes.
One of the Bush twins?
Yeah, Jenner Bush.
Oh, Jen, okay.
Who's vice president?
Barbara Bush.
Wait, Barbara, the mother, the grandmother?
Yes, yeah.
Is vice president.
Right.
How is that possible?
It just happened. It's great.
So she's still alive.
Oh, of course she is.
Wait, yeah. When did I become a Republican?
Pardon me?
When did I become a Republican?
2013, I believe.
How did it happen?
You just saw the light.
Okay. Sounds good.
And now what, you know, a lot of the things, you know, this is about Petey, obviously.
Sure.
What about me? Is there anything that happens to me that I can maybe get a little insight onto here?
Well, let me say this. You have the nicest tombstone in Woodbridge Cemetery.
Oh. Well, how do I die?
Yeah, you don't want to know.
No, I do want to know. Tell me.
Well, you had a little run-in with someone that you don't know, but has frequented the phone lines on your show.
Who is it?
Mr. T.
His name's Roy Ziegler.
Roy Ziegler?
Yeah.
Philly boy Roy?
Yeah.
Kills me?
Yeah.
How?
He didn't mean to.
How did he do it?
Well, he made you eat a bunch of hoagies.
Yeah?
Only they didn't go in where you usually eat them.
Oh, now so I But what year are we talking about?
Pardon me?
What year?
This is 2009.
2009.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have like 4 years left.
Make them count. Make them count. Give Petey a hug for me.
A hug? Are you now? When you look back at how you were when you were 14,
right?
What kind of feelings do you have?
It was a great time. I mean, I separate my life as pre and post Sheila.
Okay.
So that was obviously pre. So it's great.
So this is the post era. What do you do now for a living?
Pardon me?
What do you do now for a living?
Well, I'm still just living off the money I got, the million.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I got 1.7.
Okay.
And I did some investing, some of that went well, some of it didn't. I invested in Kern Pharmaceuticals, relaunched something called penicillin.
Okay, yeah.
And that went well for a little bit, but the night prowls came back, and so it got taken off the market again.
Hey, Petey.
Yes.
You sing a song?
Oh, sure. What do you want to hear?
Do you have a guitar?
I don't, actually. I'll have to do it a cappella, I guess.
Okay, you could sing the Tommy song. Go.
I forgot how that goes.
No,
but I
go.
Will sing this for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do, hey, Tommy, you have a request?
Do I have a request?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything by, I don't know. We, you know, all the good stuff. You have anything by, like, The Who?
Okay. How about,
Do you become a Who fan? You're not a Who fan now, are you?
No. I become a big one.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
I got a part-time job, working on Daltrey's, fish farm. Study abroad thing I did.
Mm-hmm. He has like a little fish farm where he does.
Oh, it's big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like Ian Anderson's, but it's pretty big.
Who's fish farm?
Roger Daltrey from The Who. Uh-huh. So let's hear a little bit of a Who song.
Okay, how about, let's see, what about...
I'm interested to hear how the voice changes.
Okay.
We already know the 14-year-old Petey's singing
right.
style.
Right, well, this is it now. I mean, I'm trying to get voiceover work, but that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how about the real me?
Okay.
Can you see the real me,
Mother? Oh, my God.
Mother, can you see the real me, Father? Father, can you see the real me, Preacher? Preacher!
And the guitar playing that you as a 14-year-old are doing right now?
Right.
How long does that continue for?
Well, it's terrible pretty much the whole time.
Okay. Wow. Well, Petey from the future, any more advice for the Petey of 2005, the young Petey?
Oh, geez. Like I said, Sheila, stay away from that wench, please. If you want to keep, you know, if you want to keep it, keep yourself happy and healthy mentally more than physically, because it's, I mean, she's going to put you through the ringer big time, okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry about Tommy. He's going to be fine, even though he's not going to be on Earth. But basically, that's it. You know, just enjoy life.
Now, Petey, in 2005, what is the name of the woman you're avoiding?
Sheila Winstead.
What is her name, Petey? Current Petey?
What?
What is her name?
Sheila Winstead.
Now, what are you going to do if all of a sudden a woman comes into your life and her name is Sheila Winstead?
Tommy, I'm going to have to kill her.
Should he kill her?
You know, I know this is wrong, but I'm going to say maybe not kill, but, you know, something drastic is definitely called for. She's bad. She's bad.
Horrible.
So what do you recommend?
Pardon me?
What do you recommend?
You mean in terms of what to use?
Yeah.
I would say just take her. You know, they have that saying, you take someone for the ride they don't come back from.
Yeah, yeah.
Take her on the ride that she'll come back from, but it'll take her a long time.
Okay. So she's like, she's disabled, right?
Pardon me?
She'll get disabled?
Not permanently.
Okay.
But, hey, is Therese there?
Nah.
Hold on. Therese? She's right nearby. Let's get her in
here. Okay.
Therese, Petey would like to speak to you. Please come into the studio. While we're waiting for her to get in here, Petey from the future.
Yes.
Anything else about the future? You can just give us a little thing here. People want to know who wins the Super Bowl this Sunday.
Oh.
I don't think you should say.
Well, I know who wins.
Uh-huh.
And it's killing me not to tell you. But I'll give you a little hint, okay?
Uh-huh. That's the guy who murders me, though.
I know.
Petey would like to speak to you, Therese. Therese is coming into the studio.
Current Petey or future Petey?
Future Petey.
Future Petey.
Well, first let me just say how excited I am to be talking to the host of Therese's Trivia Time.
Oh,
Very exciting.
You end up hosting a trivia show in the future?
She is the queen of trivia.
It's nice to have this glimpse into my future.
That's right.
Wow. That's exciting.
How do I do? Am I good at this? Oh, or
it's your show. You become the trivia queen.
Oh, really?
Of America, so you get your own show on PAX.
That's on PAX.
Yeah,
oh,
PAX.
What a
PAX
dream.
PAX still exists then.
What a dream.
Yes.
Wow. Anything else? What does Petey for the present have anything to do with Petey with Therese in the future? Do their paths overlap?
Oh, of course, yes. Well, after Sheila,
uh-huh.
There's a little bit of something going on there. I don't want to get too far.
Really?
Yeah, a little something happening. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So they met at a Chris Novoselic concert.
Oh.
Okay, Chris Novoselic from Nirvana.
He has the number one album.
Really? The guy in Nirvana and now, right, the bass player who can't get anything going.
In 2014.
He has in 2014.
That's right.
Really?
Yes. It's like a grunge politics rock opera.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic. Right. I look forward to it, although I won't see it.
That's right. Unfortunately.
I will be dead in, what, 2009?
Exactly, yes.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoy that rock opera.
Yep.
Tommy, you could change the future.
That's right, Tom, you can.
But what if I make it worse, though? At least I know I'm guaranteed 4 years.
True.
If I play it this way.
That's right. You know,
right?
One slip and you screw it up.
What if I play it the wrong way, thinking that I'm extending my life and I'm actually shortening it?
That's a very real possibility.
And maybe I just change it up at the last second.
Right.
Right?
Who knows?
When I see Philly Boy Roy coming at me.
Yeah, that's pretty much going to happen.
You have to get the Philly Boy Roy before he gets to you.
But that will change other things. That might change Petey and Therese meeting
that's right.
in the future.
Or young Petey may never go to that baseball game and get his foot cut off and get the $1 million.
Exactly. You want that $1.7 million,
right? I want to say it's sort of worth it.
My death is worth it?
My losing the foot is worth the $1.7.
But not my death.
Your death really doesn't impact me that much.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, because you already have betrayed me by that point.
Well, you know, it's biz, you know, son.
Son?
Yeah.
Don't call me son.
Hey, I'll call you what I want to call
you. Well, I'll call you. I call you son.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get my younger self to, you know, put a boot where that hoagie's going to go.
Now, do you have any control over the younger Petey?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How?
Petey?
Yeah.
Get up.
Okay.
Stand.
Oh, my God. He's getting up.
Petey.
Yeah?
Put your hands around Tom's throat.
He's saying put your hands around my throat. Okay. Don't, Petey.
Don't do it, Petey.
Fight it, Petey.
Petey, I want you to shove Therese away.
I had to fight it.
He fought it.
I mean to.
Petey, no.
I'll kill him later.
Petey, no.
Petey from the future.
Petey from the future is very mad at young Petey.
Okay.
Now, what if Petey from the present punched himself in the face? Would that impact Petey from the future?
Yes. Don't do it.
Do it.
Don't do it.
Do it.
Slap yourself. He just slapped himself.
Ow.
Oh.
Do it again.
Petey. Ah. Petey. Slap Therese.
No.
No.
Don't slap Therese. How dare you?
Okay, don't do that. That's not cool.
You like her. Why would you slap her?
She screwed me.
How?
Don't get into it. She stole a bunch of my baseball cards.
baseball cards.
I was saving them for a long time.
Uh-huh. Terrible.
It was terrible that she did that.
I'm ashamed of all of you, actually. I'm ashamed of you,
thanks, Therese,
Petey from the present, for betraying me only a couple years from now.
I'm not going to, though.
I'm ashamed of Petey, of Therese, for stealing Petey's baseball cards.
I would never do that. I must have been set up.
I don't know what to say. I mean, all I know is I came home and they were gone.
For shame. And what about Petey's father?
Pardon me?
What about father? Foffer?
Father's in jail by 27.
Again?
Yes.
For what?
Pardon me?
What's he in jail for?
Car theft.
Car theft?
Yeah.
And I'm ashamed of you.
He stole the Hummer twice.
The Petey's car I stole? And Petey put me in jail?
I'm ashamed of you, Petey's father.
He testified against you. Yes.
Auto theft. You testify against your own father. Yep. You're a horrible person, right. Petey.
And then Petey missed the Fix reunion show.
He was going to go see a reunion show by the Fix?
Exactly.
And he missed it?
Yep.
I didn't even listen to the Fix.
Sebado was opening.
Wow.
On their fifth reunion tour.
So Sebado were doing their fifth reunion tour, opening for the Fix.
Guess what the lineup was for Sebado?
What?
A drum machine.
There was no Lou Barlow or Jason Lowenstein?
No.
They just sent the drum machine
out.
That's horrible.
Sold a lot of shirts, though.
So, Petey, I have a question.
Yes.
When you were a little child, what nursery rhyme did I tell you at night?
You told me one of those Brothers Grimm things that scared me to death.
Darn, you are the real Petey.
You are the real Petey.
I know.
Well, Petey from the field.
A dog with a hatchet.
A dog with a hatchet?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. Why would you haunt him like that?
I don't know why he told me that story. It really screwed me up.
One other thing, Petey from the future. What becomes of Officer Tom?
Officer Tom, he gets demoted.
He gets demoted?
Yes. And he's the only person in police officer in the country to have the rank of private first class toilet cleaner.
He becomes
his badge has a picture of a little toilet on it, and it's made of porcelain.
Wow. When does that happen?
He's on the cover of Time, actually.
Yeah?
Yep.
For what?
It's called Our Workforce.
Our Workforce.
Yes.
And a picture of, what's he doing in the picture?
It's Our Workforce. Are they lost?
Wow.
Yep.
How does that, what year does that happen?
That's in 2008.
So 2008, buddy.
Yep.
You become a private first-class toilet cleaner.
Must have started with those urinal things that...
Poster child for the declining American workforce.
Wow. This is kind of daunting. Everybody's got an unpleasant future.
There's
here.
A lot of bad stuff going around there, yeah.
Except for Therese, actually the host of a game show.
No, she gets in jail, too.
Therese ends up in jail also.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
How?
She stole from a supermarket.
From a supermarket?
Meats, a whole bunch of meats.
I thought she was rich, though.
It was some weird kick that she got. I don't get it.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
I didn't bail her out.
We're all doomed.
Thanks.
Except for Petey from the future.
That's right.
Yep.
Hit yourself one more time, Petey from the present. He just slapped himself.
All right. I've had enough.
Okay. Well, thank you, Petey from the future.
I'm going to go queue up Meet the Fockers again.
Okay, is that your favorite movie?
It's the sixth one, yeah.
The sixth one of those movies?
Yep.
Ugh, yuck. Well, thank you, Petey from the future, for
checking
in. All
right, you guys take care, Tommy. Not much I can do for you, but, you know, best wishes to all.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, me.
Okay.
Take care, Petey.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Petey.
Yep.
How's that feel? A little look into the future, huh?
Yeah.
A little scary?
No.
No?
I knew it was going to happen, Tommy.
You knew you were going to get your foot chopped off by the grounds crew at Shea Stadium?
Yeah. I knew it was coming.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.